Kenosha and Racine area lawmakers hope the state's congressional delegation will be able to put emphasis on a letter to the president which seeks a halt to the impending shutdown of the Kenosha Chrysler engine plant. State Representative Corey Mason says consideration should be given to the fact that taxpayers poured $12 billion into the automaker to keep it going.
It's a lot of money, and, you know, we did it so that they could stay afloat, not just because we wanted, you know, the investors in Chrysler to do well, but because we were trying to keep an American company afloat.
The Racine Democrat thinks dialogue is needed with both Chrysler and Fiat.
I think you're going to have to remind Chrysler of their commitment to the American taxpayer. We also need to acknowledge that there's probably somebody else getting into the driver's seat of Chrysler these days, and we need to, you know, if nothing else, show them that we've got a great plant down in Kenosha. It's not even 10 years old.
Mason says maybe a deal can be worked out to retool Kenosha to make engines for Case Agricultural Equipment in nearby Racine, which would trim current shipping expenses while providing an economic shot in the arm. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.